Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We continue right here on Radio Row Super Bowl 54, and sitting down with us right now is Melvin Gordon. Melvin, welcome. How are you?
Good, man. Good. Solid.
Well, let me first start you off with Philip Rivers. How is your relationship with Philip Rivers?
It's good. It's good, man. Phil is a good dude, and we got a great relationship.
There's almost so much being made, obviously, about that relationship when you have a public situation like your contract, and now Philip Rivers is going to be entering free agency too, and everyone's wondering where Philip Rivers is going to play.
Yeah.
What is your take on that? I know that it's his business, but what do you feel about Philip's future?
Phil's a great player, Hall of Famer. Phil gonna play. That's what I do know. I really don't want to speak on the man's situation because I don't know, really what's going on. I see the talks like everybody else. But to be honest, I really don't know if that's true or not. I really don't think the Chargers work like that as far as, the organization are really just saying something like that. And just, I really think that was just a rumor. But I really don't know. I'm just kind of watching like everyone else, but I really don't want to speak on Phil's situation because I really don't know my own situation, to be honest. But Phil is a phenomenal player, man, and he still has a lot of football left in him. It's just crazy to me how he could ball last year and then can have a down year and people, he's falling off. And if he has the same year as he did last year, people saying the same thing. And we went through so much, our whole offensive line, his center was gone. We just wasn't the same really up front. Not to make an excuse, but, we had some key guys out. And, for people to say, Phil has lost it and he's getting old, it's just, he is getting older, but, I don't think I don't think he's any different than he was last year.
You know what he's like, and I think he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
But what I do, that's a big debate. And we got a lot of people that call in and say he's not a Hall of Famer. To you, and I'm with you, I think he's a Hall of Famer. Why is he a Hall of Famer in your books?
Just look at his numbers. numbers don't lie. People do. And, you can just tell he's a high-caliber quarterback. You can see that. Aside from the stats – just look at his play, look at his play. He's phenomenal, man. And I see it firsthand how smart he is. And I don't know, honestly. I haven't had a luxury of having, a quarterback, being on a different team. So Phil is all I know. He's just so smart. When I'm out there, it's just like he'd be laughing at some of the guys because he knows what's coming before it even happens. And it's just so crazy. And I ask him sometimes, like, bro, how do you even know that? And he's just like, man, I've seen it so many years, so many times that I just kind of know what's going on. And, just coming from Pouncey, some guys that's been around for a while, they appreciate Phil so much. And they always tell me, when Phil's not around, bro, you don't understand how good you have it. And when you have high-caliber guys saying things like that, that lets you know what type of player he is, and he's just a different player, man. Like I said, his numbers speak for themselves. The only thing that people can hold against him is the Super Bowl.
Melvin Gordon here with us on CBS Sports Radio. That Chargers team, too. I thought you guys were going to be good this year, good. You guys got a lot of talent.
Yeah, injuries, man. Injuries. Injuries. Just a lot of things that didn't have to do with football actually being on the field, like me in a contract. But injuries kind of just, we get that bug every year, and we somehow have to find a way, to overcome that.
your contract is your business. You're entitled to hold out. You're also allowed to show up and play the entire season if you want to. You always know people are going to be critical of you, whether you do great or whether people think you do bad. You know, some people are going to say you're the best. Some people are going to say you're the worst.
Absolutely.
What was it like this year when you were holding out?
It was bad, man. People was at my neck. People was at my neck, man, you know. And I feel like a lot of Charger fans kind of left the corner, which is sad. But there's a lot that stayed in my corner. You know, it's kind of crazy because when you see good and bad, you really only focus on the bad, which is crazy. You know, you kind of just, you know, you just only remember the bad. But I've had plenty of messages from Charger fans just telling me, you know, regardless of the holdout, you know, we love you, we appreciate you, you know, we're glad you're here, we want you back. You know, you get just as many of those, but you probably get a little bit more hate messages.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of the haters are egg faces.
It is.
I'm a much smaller platform than Melvin Gordon. I know that. I know Teo, though, a little bit, but I have a lot smaller platform, and even me. I wake up, I tweet something.
Yeah.
You're the awful, the most awful person in the world.
People hate.
And then you respond back. You got a little KD on them at sometimes. You respond
back.
Yeah, I definitely do. You're my favorite.
Yeah.
I love you.
I think some people just do it for responses, honestly. They do. You know, they just want a response, and you respond, and, you know, they do what you just said. Oh, I'm sorry, man. I just want to respond. Like, I've heard that a couple times. I just want you to respond to me. You know, I still love you. So,
do you regret anything from this past year?
The only thing I regret, you know, you want to say, yes, I regret not coming in, just kind of going about it a different way. But it's just like, you know, you got to make what you can make. You know, you got to, I don't know, you just kind of want to feel appreciated. And kind of when you get past that, you know, you kind of understand. But, you know, it kind of hurt me, you know, not getting to the playoffs. I wouldn't say that because of me. You know, it's a team game. But, you know, I feel like if I come in training camp, things are definitely a little different.
I know you got to run. So last one for Melvin Gordon. Your future. You know, do you rule out the Chargers? What is your future for Melvin Gordon?
Well, you definitely can't rule out the Chargers. You know, hopefully my future is in L.A. You know, that's where I would love to be, regardless of, you know, the holdout and them not, you know, wanting to give me what I wanted. You know, it was a business. It's a business. You know, you gotta understand that. So there's no hard feelings. You know, I still got a great relationship with a lot of people, you know, in that organization from top to bottom. But, you know, right now, hopefully we can figure it out. Hopefully my future is with L.A., and we work it out.
You promoted anything today?
Huh?
You promoted anything today?
Nah, just my Fendi shirt.
Wait, hold on. It's the first guest we've had that's not promoted anything.
I ain't promoting
you
nothing,
show
man.
Up,
people ain't rocking
and
with
you're real.
Hold on, hold on. What is this right here?
That's coffee.
Coffee?
You want a beer?
Yeah, give me some Ultra.
Hey, great to see you. Good luck. We appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.